Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppa in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. So the theme of this Giants Chronicles has to do with regular season finales. And over the years, the Giants have played some classics that have propelled the team into the postseason. Whether it's back in 1958 against the Browns or 2011 against the Cowboys. Here's a look at some of the great regular season finales.
In the final week of the 1958 season, the New York Giants needed a victory over the Cleveland Browns to make it into the playoffs.
It's up to the Giant offense to beat the Browns in the season finale in the stadium. A tie won't do.
And the key to being in Cleveland was stopping their legendary running back, Jim Brown.
We knew that we had to stop Brown because their offense was built around him. Why shouldn't you? You know, the man averaged 5.2 yards a carry lifetime.
We had to stop Jim Brown to beat the Cleveland Browns.
But on Cleveland's first series, Brown showed why he's perhaps the greatest player of all time.
Jimmy Brown explodes through the center of the line. Brown places 65 yards to put Cleveland in front, 7-0.
In the second quarter, New York got on the scoreboard when Pat Summerall hit a 46-yard field goal.
It's good. Giants 3, Brown 7.
Cleveland answered with a three-pointer of their own to make the score 10-3 at halftime.
And the Browns lead at halftime 10-3.
In the second half, the Big Blue defense began to put the clamps on Jim Brown.
Rosie Greer smashes Jim Brown for a 6-yard loss.
And in the fourth quarter, they came up with a huge turnover. Three plays later, some trickery by Frank Gifford, even the score at 10.
Gifford leaps and crossfires a touchdown pass to Bob Schnelker. New York 10, Cleveland 10.
The Big Blue defense forced a three and out on Cleveland's next drive. And a shank punt gave Charlie Connerly and the offense great field position.
It's off the side of his foot and out of bounds on the 44. Last chance for the Giants.
But a would-be touchdown slipped through Alex Webster's hands.
Webster has Lahr beat, but Alex can't find the handle.
Giving kicker Pat Summerall a chance to be the hero.
Many people were surprised that I was even in the game. In fact, the holder was the quarterback, Charlie Connerly. When I got to the huddle, stuck my head in the huddle, Connerly looked at me and said, what the hell are you doing in here? Which is not exactly a way to build confidence.
Summerall kicks. It's good. The season's longest field goal. The Giants and Browns are tied for the Eastern title. There must be a playoff.
New York would go on to shut out Cleveland 10-0 the following week, which earned them a spot in the NFL championship game a week later against Baltimore. And although they would lose to the Colts in what is known as the greatest game ever played, their back-to-back wins against the Browns are two of the sweetest victories in New York Giants history. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian, greatest regular season finales. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian, greatest regular season finales. In 1981, the Giants were looking to end an 18-year playoff drought, but they needed a win over the Dallas Cowboys in the final game of the regular season.
We've always fallen short. We've never made it to the postseason, but you know what? We're going to make the postseason. And you know those Dallas Cowboys? We're going to beat those son of a guns this year. That was the time that we came of age.
All day long, the Giants' defense was dominant, sacking Cowboys quarterback Danny White 4 times and holding running back Tony Dorsett to just 39 yards on 20 carries. In the third quarter, Scott Bruner connected with Tom Mullady on a 20-yard touchdown pass to give the Giants a 7-0 lead. But the game would go into overtime, tied at 10. On New York's second possession, the offense quickly moved the ball downfield, setting up a 33-yard field goal attempt by Joe DiNello.
Here's the kick by DiNello! No good! No good!
Hit the upright.
But on the Cowboys' next possession, the Big Blue defense got the ball right back.
Looking downfield, he's going to
center. It's intercepted by Hunt. Hunt gets the ball at the 30, at the 25. A big interception by Byron Hunt.
Byron Hunt's interception of Danny White's pass gave the Giants the ball at the Cowboys' 24-yard line, giving Dinello a second chance that he would not squander.
Here comes the snap. Here's the boot. It looks good. The Giants win.
And when the New York Jets beat the Green Bay Packers the following day, the Giants had earned their first playoff appearance since 1963. In 1985, the Giants faced the Pittsburgh Steelers in the final game of the regular season. New York blasted the Steelers with 28 first-half points. And Joe Morris rambled 202 yards and three touchdowns, including a 65-yard romp only on one shoe, as the Giants earned a wild-card berth for the second year in a row.
It's a pretty good group. You know, we've been in every game, and we've lost some close, and we've won a couple of close ones. I'm proud of my guys. They're fighters. I think our franchise is showing some progress here, but we've still got a lot to do.
In 1986, the Giants entered the final week of the regular season with a 13-2 record and needed a victory over the 4-11 Packers in order to secure a home field advantage throughout the playoffs. In the first half, New York jumped out to a quick 24-0 lead. But Green Bay climbed right back into contention, scoring 17 unanswered points in the second quarter. With the score 24-17 at halftime, a furious Bill Parcells decided to vent some of his anger in hopes of motivating his troops.
We go in the halftime ahead, and luckily halftime came, because if not, we'd have been losing 28-24. So I had that little, probably my worst temper tantrum, when I was throwing some garbage on the players and stuff in the defensive room, particularly because we hadn't given up over 20 points the whole season, in a whole game. And so I was pretty hot that day. I went down to the offense and I said, if we score 45, we might be able to tie. So I said, we're going to need three more touchdowns, because these guys over here aren't going to stop anybody today.
Parcells' unorthodox tactics seemed to work. In the second half, Big Blue punished the Packers in dominating fashion, outscoring Green Bay 31-7 en route to a 55-24 triumph at Giants Stadium. The hard-fought win gave New York home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the Giants swept through the postseason, going on to beat the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 21. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, greatest regular season finales. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, greatest regular season finale. In week 17 of the 2002 season, Coach Jim Fossil had a simple message for his players. Beat the Eagles, make the playoffs.
Last year they beat us twice. They played better than we did for 60 minutes. No excuse, they played better than we did. And that flipped their season and it flipped our season. They cost us everything we wanted last year. I don't want to say that at the end of this year.
It was a typically bitter battle between these two rivals, in which points and yardage were hard to come by. Trailing 7-0 midway through the fourth quarter, the Giants' offense finally found its rhythm when Kerry Collins lofted a jump ball to Jeremy Shockey in the end zone.
Eagles on a blitz. Collins lobs it right, looking for Shockey.
He's got it for a touchdown! He took it right away from Dawkins!
Shockey's acrobatic catch tied the game at 7 points apiece. With time winding down, Tiki Barber, who was on his way to a 200-yard rushing day, coughed up the football deep in Giants territory.
Four down linemen for the Eagles. They give for Barber, gets a block from Seibert, up to the 20, and tackled at the 24. The ball popped loose.
They're giving it to him.
Philadelphia has the football.
Barber's untimely miscue gave Eagles kicker David Akers a chance to spoil the Giants' season.
Akers for the lead in a 7-7 game. Snap, spot, kick on its way, it's drifting, and it is no good. Wide right!
And the Giants still have a heartbeat.
Akers' miss sent the game into overtime. Now it was the Giants' defense that came up with a crucial takeaway.
Barrel has to cover a back out deep to the left. Feely back, looking, throws it over the middle, pass is deflected, intercepted by Sean Williams.
Brandon Short tipped it. Sean Williams have it. First turnover of the day.
Tiki Barber redeemed himself with five consecutive carries that put the Giants in field goal range, giving Matt Bryan a chance to send the Giants into the postseason.
Here comes Matt Bryan. This will be a 39-yard kick from the right hash mark. Snap, spot, kick on its way. Plenty of leg, and it is gone!
Oh, my gosh! Would you believe it?
The Giants are going to the playoffs! Matt Bryan from 39 yards out in overtime! Pandemonium at Giants Stadium! A 10-7 win over the Eagles!
What a game for the fans, for the organization, for the players, and for the coaches. Big, big, big victory.
In 2005, the Giants ended their regular season in Oakland on New Year's Eve. New York entered the game with a 10-5 record, but needed one more win to secure their first division title in 5 years.
It's a one-game season for us right now. We talk about the hats and the shirts and popping the bottles. You got to take care of this guy here today first.
In the first quarter, Tiki Barber gave New York a 7-0 lead when he ripped off the longest run from scrimmage in Giants history.
Swings his way to the 15, down the left sideline to the 30, needs a block and gets it, up to midfield, down the sideline to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Barber, 95 yards, and the Giants strike first.
Not to be outdone, Eli Manning connected with Plaxico Burress for their longest play of the season.
Burress has it on the run, splits the defense to the 40, across midfield, Plaxico to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants, 78 yards to Plaxico Burress.
And Chad Morton had his longest punt return of the season, a 58-yarder that set up another Giants touchdown.
Morton down the right sideline to the 40, to the 30, the punter to beat, swings his way left to the 10, Morton tackled from behind at the 2-yard line.
Nice going, nice going, looks like it's going all the way.
And late in the fourth quarter, the Big Blue defense staged a sensational goal line stand, stuffing the Raiders' offense on four consecutive plays from inside the 1-yard line to preserve a hard-fought 30-21 victory.
Fourth and goal at the 1. Call signals, keeps it, runs into the line. Giants stuff him up and stop him! Four straight runs inside the 1, and Oakland could not get in.
Happy New Year, everybody. 05, go out with a bang.
All the fans back in New York can now enjoy their New Year's Eve. The New York Giants are the 2005 NFC Eastern Division champions.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian. Greatest regular season finale. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, greatest regular season finale. In week 17 of the 2007 season, New York faced the undefeated New England Patriots. The Giants had already secured a wild card spot and had virtually nothing to play for. And head coach Tom Coughlin was faced with the difficult decision.
To rest or not to rest, that is the quandary facing Tom Coughlin's Giants. With nothing to be gained in the playoff standings, do they sit their starters or do they go for the big win against the Patriots and the momentum that that would provide going into the playoffs?
They're very talented. I think definitely Strahan should take the weekend off. I'd rest them. I know that. Coughlin, if you're listening, definitely rest those guys.
I'm thinking, you know what? This is history. This team is trying to be 16-0 that's coming in here. And we're going to play this game. We're going to play as hard as we can play. Because they're 15-0, they're playing everybody. We're playing everybody.
He didn't say, hey, you're going to play a quarter or you're going to play a half. He kind of came in and said, all right, guys, we're playing to win.
I don't think anybody felt like it was a week off. We had a little momentum going, and we wanted to see if we could beat them.
Oh, the Giants are in the playoffs. They ain't got nothing to play for. Rest their guys so they don't get hurt. In the playoffs too.
Why
ain't they got sitting on the bench? But I'm gonna tell you right now,
And sure enough, right off the first series, we do play action. I hit Plaxico, for about a 40-yard, 50-yard pass down the middle of the field, and that kind of set the tempo.
Look at deep post, wide open down the middle of the field. It's Plexico first, who makes a leap and catch, and is knocked down at the 18-yard line. They roll the pocket to the right. Manning pumps, throws one right into the end zone. Touchdown! What a throw by Manning as Eli fires his third touchdown pass of the ball game.
You know, even the stadium and the crowd saying, hey, you know, we're here to play. We're going to try to win this game. And
Hickson at the Giant 25 to the 30, 35, 40, has a seam at midfield, breaks left, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Dominic Hickson.
And the Patriots' perfect season is very much in jeopardy.
For four quarters, the Giants matched the Patriots blow for blow, but they eventually came up on the short end of a 38-35 score. But in that loss, they earned the respect of their opponent and sent a message to the rest of the league.
Well, if they play like they played tonight, the New York Giants can make some hay in the NFC playoffs.
And we fell short, but we did a lot of great things. Offensively, we kind of played our best game. It felt like we got into a great rhythm.
The key thing for me was what had developed with our team. You know, the chemistry, the charisma, the believing in each other.
After the game, Tom Coughlin received a message from one of the NFL's all-time greatest coaches.
Yeah, Tom, this is John Madden calling on Sunday morning just to congratulate you and your team for a great effort last night. You know, not good, but great. And we were getting too much of that. You know, well, they're going to rest their players. They don't need it. And that's not sports, and that's not competition.
And I've got it taped. I've got it at the house. I'll always have it, because you know what, when in moments like that, when you're down, you want to listen to somebody whose emotions are pouring out of this phone call.
Anyway, I'm a little emotional about it, but I was so damn, you know, proud of what you guys did. It's something that we all ought to thank you for, because believe me, the NFL needed that. Congratulations.
We lined up and played those guys about as well as anybody had played them all year. And you thought to yourself, boy, if we ever see them again, we'll beat them.
The Giants and Patriots would indeed meet again in Super Bowl 42. And this time, the outcome would be much different.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Four years later, in 2011, the Giants would square off against the Dallas Cowboys in the last game of the NFL's regular season schedule. The NFC Eastern Division title was on the line, and it was winner take all.
We're 60 minutes from being NFC East champion. Let's lay it all on the field. Hold on three. 1, 2, 3, four.
New York raced out to an early lead when Eli Manning connected with Victor Cruz for a 78-yard touchdown.
He throws it left. Cruz has got it. Down the left sideline he goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again.
While the Big Blue defense sacked Tony Romo 6 times.
He gets away from him. Now Jason Pierre-Paul will sack Romo back at the 29.
This Giant defensive front is just too much for this Dallas Cowboy offensive line.
He's gonna do,
you can never have enough pass.
They got enough. They got enough.
And in the fourth quarter, Hakeem Nicks put the Cowboys away for good.
He's going to throw it left for Nicks. Touchdown, Giants! The Giants 31, the Cowboys 14. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium as the Giants are going to host the first ever playoff game in this building.
Great job of finishing now. Great job of finishing this part of the season.
And it was deja vu all over again as the Giants would go on to meet the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. In another heart-stopping finish, New York would capture its second Super Bowl title in 4 years.
and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion.
Finish is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Over the course of this show, we've talked about great wins in the last game of the regular season. And I know players will always say, and coaches will always say, that there are no moral victories. But as you watched in the program, that 07 loss to the Patriots certainly propelled the Giants to Super Bowl 42. That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Papa from the Legacy Club in MetLife Stadium. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.